Blog Talk Radio.
Change me, oh God. Make me more like you. Wash me through, create me a clean
glory to God. Come on, let's give God some praise this morning. Open up your mouth and just thank him. Amen. Hallelujah. Lord, we just want to say thank you. Father God, we come giving you our honor, praise, and glory, and all the admiration, Lord God. We come exalting your name above all names, for there's no one greater than you, Lord. And we just want to say thank you. Holy Spirit of the living God, we welcome you right now in this place. Amen. We're your daughters and sons of this morning. Oh, have your way right now. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord, come on in right now, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. And change the atmosphere. Oh, we just want to say thank you right now. Oh, Lord, we come that we may receive on today. Let us enter in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. For this is the day that you have made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We thank you for new mercies and new grace, oh God. We thank you for the lying down and the raising up this morning. We thank you for restoring our soul and those in our family. Oh, Lord, we thank you for every beat of our heart and every breath that we take, oh Lord. We thank you, Lord God, for giving your angels charge over us. We thank you, Lord God, for sending your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that redeems us from the curse of the law of sin and death. We thank you, hallelujah, if we had 1,000 tongues of peace, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you as we enter in this morning. Oh Lord, change us, oh God, and make us more like you. Heavenly Father, we come humbling ourselves this morning under your mighty hand that we may be delivered and forgiven from all that's not of you right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we ask that you have your way, oh God. Oh, Mari Korobo Shataya. Oh, yes, Lord. Yes. Oh, Mama Maria Kesata. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name that you open up the channels of our spirit so that we can receive from you on today. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we ask that you release your warring angels to war against any spirit designed to stop our prayers from being answered. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we come together this morning with all faith on one accord, oh God, that we may be able to receive from you. And we just want to say thank you right now. Amen. For your word says, yet while we're still praying, you're already answering. So we thank you for answering prayers this morning. Amen. We come against every hindering spirit, every lying spirit, manipulating spirit, spirit of confusion, spirit of destruction, spirit of death. We come against every spirit of oppression, depression, fear, and worry, every spirit of sickness, disease, ache, pain, discomfort, infirmity, affliction, viruses, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of guilt, shame, and condemnation, poverty, lack, and death. Amen. And we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come against every spirit of bitterness and resentment, anger, rage, and wrath, and we command you to cease your works and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Any spirit that's operating in us, amen, or in our bloodline outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works right now and die at the root and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we decree and declare this deliverance this morning, amen. Father God, we ask in Jesus' name, hallelujah, that you fill these areas that the enemy has vacated with our Holy Spirit. Oh Lord, fill us to overflow with our glory that shall come glory, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare all is well with us in our home. Oh Lord, right now we bind our mind to the mind of Christ, in our mind with your will, hallelujah, in our will with your will, Heavenly Father, that thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that you have given us another day to press in and to press on. You have given us another day that we can receive from you, and no one will stop us or take what you have given us away. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we give you praise and we thank you even as we press on today. Hallelujah. We decree that we will make it, and it's nothing that the devil can do to stop it. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, because of your grace and because of your mercy that's afforded to us, today we give you praise and we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are a good God and your mercy, hallelujah, endure forever. Amen. And we just want to say thank you that you'll never leave us nor forsake us. Today, as we purpose to fight the good fight of faith, give us victory and receive all the praise and all the glory and all the honor for the victory that you have given us, your children. And we decree and declare this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, as we pray right now, Lord, we ask, oh God, as we look for those in our family and all that we love and concerned about, oh Lord. We ask, oh God, that right now you would bless, touch, heal, and deliver and change all of our lives from today onwards. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in prayer and in warfare and to win the battle. Oh Lord, release the grace over us right now to fight the warfare and win. And release the grace to press on in the power of your spirit and to win, because greater is you that's in us than he that's in the world. Let us to be able to press on and to win in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for the God that it is done. Amen. In Jesus Christ's mighty name. Lord, we are trusting you for a breakthrough in our peace. Amen. In our strength, in our finances, in our relationships, in our healing, in our deliverance. Amen. Let it take place right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let us go to a greater glory and altitude than you, Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. And Father God, as we enter into 28 days of prayer and fasting, Lord, we ask that you would be our strength. Oh, Lord, that you will guide us in, hallelujah, that you will, hallelujah, continue to pour into us great and mighty during these 28 days, oh, God. Set us a blaze, oh, God. Set us a fire with our Holy Ghost, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Do a new thing in us, oh, God. And we just want to say thank you. We walk in expectation, oh, God, expecting you to do it, standing on your promises of yes and amen. And we thank you for it all. Oh, Lord, let the wicked be purged out the land. Amen. That we, your children, may live in peace. Amen. And enjoy this life
yes,
that you
Lord.
Blessed
yes,
us
Lord.
With in peace.
Yes,
oh, Lord, open
yes,
us
Lord.
The windows of heaven. Right now, and pour out your blessings upon our life that we won't have room enough to receive. That others will be blessed by the overflow. Amen. So, Lord, we thank you right now for the overflow of blessings. Oh, Lord, remove every spiritual numbness, oh, God, any spiritual sleep, oh, God, anywhere that we've been, oh, God, that they put us in some type of spiritual sleep, oh, God, that we will not be able to hear from you, oh, God. Remove every spiritual numbness, every spiritual deafness, every spiritual blindness. Oh, Lord, let it be removed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you. Lord, we pray for restoration this morning. And we just want to say thank you right now as we enter in. Lord, I lift up your daughter Takara this morning, your daughter Shavante, your daughter Brandy, oh God. All that's on the line this morning, Lord, I lift them up and all that's in their home. And Lord, I just ask that you blow on them, breathe on them, Lord. Let a fresh wind come through, oh God. And we just want to say thank you for this time of refreshment. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, I ask in Jesus' name. Those of us that are traveling on the road right now, we'll be traveling this day. Lord, we pray for traveling grace and mercies for all. Lord, let there be no mechanical failures, no breakdowns, no tickets, no pullovers, no accidents, oh Lord. Lord, we ask that you go before us, preparing the way, making every crooked path straight. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we plead the blood of Jesus Christ over every vehicle or form of transportation that we may take of those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. We take hold today, amen, over our homes and their homes, amen. Hallelujah, over every road, street, highway, airway, seaway, building, a place, everywhere our feet may tread, everywhere our heads may lay, amen. And we decree and declare the blood of Jesus Christ covers us and protects us, amen. And no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us in judgment, you shall condemn, and we thank you for, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our life. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for divinely intervening right now and turning it all around for our good. Hallelujah. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. And wealth and riches are in our home, and we thank you for, Lord. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwells in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we receive on today. To God be the glory Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on. Let's give God some praise right now, right where you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah to your name, God. We thank you this morning. Good morning, good morning. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning, beautiful women of God on the line this morning. Good morning, Brandy. Hallelujah. God bless you. How you doing and how you been?
I've been well.
Brandy.
How you
been? Oh, we thank God for you. So good to hear your voice. It's been a long time coming, amen? Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. We got to, glad to have you on the line this morning, touching and agreeing with us. And I just pray, God, for a mighty move. I pray that God will make, that there be a mighty move in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we know that all good things coming from the Lord. For the Bible says he will not withhold any good thing from us. We his children. So we just thank God this morning for his goodness. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Good morning. Good morning, Takara. God bless you. Welcome. How you doing? And how you been?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm trying to come up to you. I just don't want to be distracting when I'm in the car, so I'm not sure if it's okay.
All right. God bless you. We thank God for you. So good to have you on the line, such an agreement this morning with us. I pray that God will continue to keep you and may the Holy Spirit lead and guide you and direct you in the decisions that you have to make here that's coming up soon. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, my Lord, my God, that you will know that it is God that is speaking, that is guiding, that is leading you because you have the Holy Spirit working on the inside of you. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Good morning, Shavante, Sister Shavante Shepherd. How you doing this morning? How you been? Welcome. Hallelujah. I know it's happening. I think it's a little bit hard to hear. I'm not sure whose background it is, but yes, I can hear you.
Okay. Good morning.
Good morning. So good to have you on the line, touching the green this morning. I know it's a bit early for some of us and a little bit later for others, but we just thank God for you being on the line this morning, ladies, and touching the green in prayer in this hour and trusting God for a mighty move. And I pray, Sister Ronta, that God will continue to be your strength, that God will open up you, that you will see with new eyes and have a great understanding what God has called you to do, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, with no doubt that you know that God has called you and God, it is God that leads and guides you because you have the Holy Spirit working on the inside of you, amen, and there's no doubt about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God, ladies. It's good to Amen. It's good to have you all on the line again. I didn't know who I was going to be on this morning. I know for some saying, oh, I'm going to keep sleeping. I don't think I'm going to be able to make it, but we thank God for divine positioning. You know, positioning is very important in our walk. Amen. As Christians, being in position is so important. Hallelujah. So this morning we're going to have our scripture reading, and it's going to come out the book of Luke, chapter 12, and it'll be verses 4 and 5. Amen. I want to, while you all get there, I just want to give you all a little bit of information as we are taking this time for prayer and fasting, those of us that are fasting and asking God what, you know, what kind of fast that he's calling you to. If God is calling you to that fast, he will give you the strength to complete the fast. Amen. That's something that we set up for ourselves. Whatever fast that God is calling you to, calling you aside, just ask God what is that. And any opportunity that you get during this 28 days, that you take that time aside to pray. For me, it's, you know, during my break times, you know, the time in the morning we come together, but also throughout the day. Amen. You know, set those times, even setting your timer to just take that break to pray or the time to pray to come aside. It doesn't have to be a long period of time, but just having that time that you come aside. Amen. All right, so the Bible, we're going to be coming out the book of Luke, and I'm going to be reading from the New King James Version, and it's Luke chapter 12, verse 4 through 5. If at any time y'all can't hear me, just press 1, and I'll know that y'all can't hear me. Maybe the line goes on mute or something like that, and I don't know, but I'm still here, or the line hangs up. If y'all give me a moment, I always try to get back on. So just bear with us. We are working with man-made technology. So we'll work through it all. Again, it's going to be Luke chapter 12, verse 4 through 5. The Bible says, "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that." I'm sorry. Let me start over. "And I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and after that have no more that they can do." Verse 5 says, "But I will show you whom you should fear. Fear him who after he has killed has power to cast into hell. Yes, I say to you, fear him." But the Bible is saying, our family, and we are family, we're sisters in Christ. Fear of opposition or ridicule can weaken our witness for Christ. Often we cling to peace and comfort, even at the cost of our walk with God. Jesus reminds us here in the scripture, he reminds us here that we should fear God who controls eternal, not merely temporal consequences. So don't allow fear of a person or group to keep you from standing up for Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. May God add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, and most of all, the doers of his word. It is my prayer that we all be the doers of the word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. At this time, we're going to have our prayer petition. Or if you just have a word this morning, amen, we want to hear from you this morning. God bless you. We'll start with our sister, Brandy Stewart. God bless you. Go ahead.
God is in focus. Keep me steady.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come touching and agreeing this morning. Amen. With your daughter, Brandy, oh God, your servant, that you have called, oh God, for such a time as this, with your word in her mouth, Lord, we pray that she will speak with the boldness and the confidence and the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Lord, we pray, oh God, that she has asked this morning a petition and prayer, oh God, for guidance and focus, oh God. Oh, Lord, help her to keep her mind stayed on you. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let her not be tempted by things of this world or worldly conversations or people of this world that have been sent to deter her, Father God. So, Lord, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that you will continue to be her strength, be her way, oh God, be her life, be her truth, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I pray, oh God, amen, that you will continue to bless and increase her in thy goodness and in thy favor, amen. Lord, I pray that she will operate with your godly counsel and wisdom in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, I pray that you will open up doors that no man will close, amen, that no man can close, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and close every door, oh God, that no man can open in her life that the enemy has been operating through, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And Father God, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare victory over your life right now. We call you blessed, amen, we call you healed, we call you delivered, we call you set free, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let your daughter receive fresh oil, fresh anointing, fresh strength, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. We decree and declare the goodness of the Lord operating through and about your life. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let continued blessings flow through the in the life of your daughter. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. And, Lord, we pray for the peace and the protection of her children. We pray for the peace and the protection and guidance for her husband. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we thank you for, Lord. We decree and declare it is so, and it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you. Sister Brandy, we love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Bless the name of the Lord. Just frustration and, you know, once God restores it, be a good story over what he's blessed with.
Unfortunately, I can't understand what you're saying. I don't know if somebody else can. I think it's your speaker in your car.
Hold on.
Can you hear me?
Yes, a little far away. Okay, what'd you say again?
Just restoration, and then once God restores it, just to be a good steward over what he's blessed us with.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we come on one accord with combined faith with your daughter, Takara, your servant, that has a heart to serve, a heart to give, that's always willing to give free, amen, not looking for anything in return. So, Father God, as we come this day, she's petitioned with all faith, oh God, for restoration, oh God, that you restore, oh God, all that the enemy has taken away and all that the enemy is trying to take away. Lord, we pray right now that you restore it seven times over in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. That it be returned to a better than hallelujah that it was taken, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Lord, we pray for restoration of our finances, restoration of our business, amen, restoration of relationships, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, all in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Let it be restored, oh God, according to thy will, oh God, and that she will be a good steward over, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, that she will, hallelujah, that she will be able to hear and receive from you the directions that you will have for her to go in, oh God, and instructions, amen, of what to do when she get there, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ that there will be no setbacks, amen, no missed opportunities, amen, nothing lost, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare, hallelujah, that it is harvest time, amen, that you will reap the goodness of the Lord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, we pray, let this be the set time. Let this be the appointed time, amen, for restoration for your daughter. Let this be an appointed time, oh God, that a breakthrough will come through, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you right now because we walk in expectation, amen. So, Lord, we just want to say thank you for the victory, hallelujah, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we thank you for, Lord. And Father God, we pray, oh God, for the protection and the peace of her children, amen. We pray, oh God, amen, that they will have an even closer relationship with you, that they will seek you even more, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ for themselves. And we thank you, Lord. We pray, oh God, and we lift up those in her family, all that she loves and concerned about, Father God. We pray that your hand be upon their life, amen. And we pray, oh God, for healing. We pray for deliverance, amen. We pray, oh God, that you will be their strength, amen, that you'll be their way, their truth, and their life. And we thank you for, Lord. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray that you receive, amen, Takara. Oh, Lord, we bless your holy name. It's in Jesus Christ's holy name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. God bless you. Our sister, we love you, and we thank God for you. Amen. Oh, Lord, I know she's on mute, y'all, because she's driving. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Woo, Shatta. We thank you, Lord. Amen. God bless you, Sister Shavante Shepherd. Go ahead.
Well, mine will be for God's will for my life.
Come again.
Let his will be done. I said, let his will be done for me and not my own.
Amen. Yes, Lord. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh God, touching and agreeing this morning, oh God, on one accord with our combined faith with your daughter, Shavante, your minister that you've called, oh God, to minister, that you've called her to go ye therefore with your word in her mouth, oh God, to speak your word, amen. Hallelujah. Lord God, we ask in Jesus' name, let thy will be done, oh God, in her life, oh God. She come petition, oh God, that she will hear from you, Father God, to do your will, oh God. Hallelujah. here in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Lord, help her to get out the way that you may have your way, oh God. So, Lord, as she decrease, oh God, I ask in Jesus' name that you would increase in her, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of heaven. Oh, Lord, open up the channels of her spirit so that she can receive from you great and mighty, oh God. Oh, Lord, help her to stand on your word at all times in every situation, oh God. Let her not waver, oh God, but to seek you even more, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that she will look up and know that our help coming from you, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, we pray for your help right now. Oh, Lord, that you would open up our understanding, and we just want to say thank you, hallelujah, to your name, God. Oh, Lord, let your hand be upon our life, oh God, and all that's in our home, Father God, all that's in our home, that they will seek you, amen, that they will be on one accord, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, change the atmosphere in the home, oh God, change the atmosphere everywhere that she would enter into, oh God, that the atmosphere will change, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit of the living God, go before, prepare the way, and we just want to say thank you. We come against every attack of Satan and his agents right now against the life of your daughter, Shavante, against the life of those that she loves and concerned about right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, you've given us the power and authority that we can decree a thing and it shall be accepted. So we decree and declare victory of the life of your daughter. Amen. We call you blessed. We call you delivered. We call you set free. We call you anointed by God. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, pour into a great and mighty, oh God. Hi, yes, shot. And we just want to say thank you, Father. Let us speak, oh God, with a new tongue. Amen. Let us hear with new ears. Let us see with new eyes. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, touch her right now, God. Touch and heal her body, oh God. Bring strength to her bones. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Lord, fill her up to overflowing. Amen. And we just thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And we decree and declare it is so. Amen. And it shall be no other way. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray. Amen. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God bless you. God Hallelujah. Keep you. Amen. Hallelujah. You beautiful women, God of God, God has given you all so much. You all have so much in you. We have so much in us, and the enemy wants to keep us in a box. But we're not made to be kept in a box. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're too full. We have so much in us, and we have to let it out. We have to trust more. Amen. We have to believe. Hallelujah, more that God, we serve a God of more than enough. We serve a God of more, amen, of abundance. And know that you have an abundance to step out on faith, amen, and know that God has you. It's that walk on that water, amen, that Peter did when Jesus said, come. And don't just get out there and lose faith, but get out there and keep walking by faith and not by sight. Amen. Keep walking by faith and not by sight. God has you. He will not let you go. Amen. He will not let you drown. He will not allow the circumstances and situations that this world opposes upon us as Christians to take us under. The Bible says when the enemy comes in like a flood, that his spirit will lift up a standard. Amen. And that is true. That is true. Hallelujah. God bless you, Sister Shavante. We love you so much, and we thank God for you. Amen. I want you, beautiful women of God, to know you are so loved and you're so needed, and you all are such a light in darkness. Amen. There's darkness around you, but you are that light. And the Bible says where there's light, darkness cannot comprehend. It can't stay. It can't stay. The moment you cut on the light in your home, that darkness that was there, it had to flee. It couldn't hide anywhere. It had to go. And you are that light, that walk, that when you enter into that place of darkness, it can't stay. It can't comprehend because you are the light. And remember that we are that light. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. My prayer this morning, my prayer petition this morning, as we enter in prayers, I pray for each and every one of you. And it's my prayer that as we leave this call this morning and as we journey on these 28 days together, I pray that God will be our strength and that we'll be in position every morning at 5 a.m. or 6 a.m. wherever you are, or 7 a.m. wherever you are, and that God will bless and there'll be a change in the atmosphere in our homes. Amen. Hallelujah. And I pray that God will increase us, you know, in his word, in the wisdom and knowledge and understanding and knowing what God has for us and those gifts that God has given us, that we would use those gifts. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have it already on the inside. And I pray for our husbands to come. Amen. Those that of us that are not married, our husband, that God position us to receive our husband, that we will not take any counterfeits or substitutes. We will not be deceived. Amen. Hallelujah. There'll be no setbacks, no losses. Amen. But blessing, overflow of blessings, breakthrough, healing as we pray and we journey. I decree and declare it's harvest time, that we reap the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Amen. And breakthrough is here. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. It's one thing to say breakthrough is coming, but we decree and declare that breakthrough is here in every area of our life, whether it's our healing as we pray by faith, as we pray for our family, that those things will come to pass in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So it's my prayers. I lift up my husband. I lift up your husbands. I lift up your husbands to come. I lift up, as I lift up my children this morning, I lift up your children and my grandchildren and my mother. I lift up your mothers and fathers and brothers and sisters and nieces and nephews, aunts, uncles, and cousins, near and far, your church family, friends, co-workers, all that you love and concerned about. We lift them up this morning. We pray for them as we pray and as we enter in. We pray as well for them, amen, that they may receive. Many were, there was a story there, and I always tell the story. Many of us know it in the Bible, where there were friends who brought their friend that was a paralytic to Jesus, but they couldn't get up through the crowd. The crowd was too big, and they had to take him through the roof. And Jesus said by their faith that he was healed, not by his faith, the one that was needing a healing, but those who brought him to Jesus because of their faith. He was healed. So I pray by our faith, amen, that those in our family, those that we love and concerned about, will be healed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that they will be delivered, that they will be set free, amen, that they will be made new, amen, in Christ Jesus, hallelujah. That is my prayer petition on today, hallelujah. So we're going to pray this morning. I'm led to pray this morning. I'm going to be praying prayers against the spirit of destruction. Amen. So I'll be praying those prayers against the spirit of destruction this morning. And, of course, blessings on this day of our first day as we enter in our 28 days. And, again, I thank you all. So let us pray. Amen. We're going to pray this morning. Again, it's going to be against the spirit of destruction. And we're going to pray prayers for the blessings of Deuteronomy 28. Amen. I want to make sure y'all can still hear me. Can y'all still hear
Amen.
Me?
Amen. I can hear you. Uh-huh.
I can hear you. Okay, thank you.
Amen.
Okay,
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come, oh Lord. And we just want to say thank you. We could never thank you enough, oh Lord. We could never, ever, Lord God, thank you enough. Even if we had 1,000 tongues, a piece or more, we still couldn't thank you enough, but yet and still we thank you. Because, Lord, we know, oh God, that if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be? Amen. And we just want to say thank you for keeping us. Thank you, oh God, that you are with us always. And we come, oh Lord, and we come seeking you first, your kingdom and all your righteousness. And Lord, we ask, Heavenly Father, what is it that you will have for us to do? Amen. And Lord, we ask that you be our strength, oh God, our way, oh God, that we will be able to fulfill every assignment that you've placed in our care. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And we just want to say thank you. Right now, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Revelation 9 and 11, we bind and cast out the spirit of Apollyon, Abdom, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree in the prayer Psalm 103 and 4 that we are redeemed from destruction. Amen. We break all curses of destruction in our family and bloodline. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we renounce all pride that would open the door for destruction. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree in the prayer Psalm 35 and 17, O Lord, rescue our soul and those in our our family and all that we love from destruction, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, oh Lord, send your word and deliver us from any destruction. Oh Lord, send your word and deliver those in our family and our loved ones from any destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Exodus 12 and 23, the destroyer cannot come into our life or our family. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare Job 15 and 21, the destroyer cannot destroy our prosperity, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare that we are delivered from destruction that wastes at noonday, amen. Hallelujah, there is no wasting or destruction within our borders. And Lord, we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare Matthew 7 and 13, we will enter into the straight gate and we will not walk in the path that leads to destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we bind the spirit of mammon that leads to destruction. We will keep our mouth and avoid destruction, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we bind and rebuke the spirit of poverty that leads to destruction. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we rebuke all destruction from our gates, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and we just want to say thank you. Devil, you're a liar, amen. Hallelujah, you've been exposed, amen. Your works have been exposed, amen. And we decree and declare you are destroyed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We decree and declare victory over the enemy right now, amen. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah to your name, Jesus. Glory to your name. We decree and declare, hallelujah, hallelujah, that it is so. Hallelujah, God. Oh, Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that every pit that the enemy has dug for us to fall in, of those in our family to fall in, let them, hallelujah, let them fall in their own pits, amen, for every net that they laid out for us to be entangled in and captured, and let them be entangled and captured in their own nets, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh, Lord, let confusion come upon the camp of the enemy. Let them turn on themselves and devour themselves, oh, God. Let the work of the enemy be destroyed right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We put on us the full armor of God, and we decree and declare the full armor of God covers us from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We take the shield of faith and we quench every fiery dart of the enemy sent our way, and those in our family and all that we love and concerned about us. We take the sword of the spirit, which is the word of God, and we sever all ties with the enemy. We decree and declare the enemy is destroyed, amen, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We destroy right now, amen, every soul tie, stronghold, and messenger of Satan in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hallelujah. Silence the mouth of the evil speaker. They will speak no evil against our lives and those in our family and those that we love and concerned about us. We blind the eyes of the evil watch. Amen. Hallelujah. Deafen the ears of the evil and listen. They will not be able to hear our prayers or conversation. Amen. They will not be able to locate us in the spirit of the natural. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree in the prayer of Psalm 91. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And Lord, we just want to say thank you that we can decree a thing and it shall be established. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to your name, God. Hallelujah, God. According to Exodus, hallelujah, 20, Lord, you keep your covenant and mercy with those who love you and keep your commandments, oh God. Lord, we ask in Jesus' name that you bless those who obey your voice and keep your covenant. Lord, we take hold of your covenant through your death and sacrifice. Hallelujah, we choose life and blessings, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let your blessings come upon us and overtake us in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 2, let us be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, amen. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 3, amen. Let the fruit of our body be blessed, and let all the fruit of our labor be blessed, amen. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 4, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, of that our basket and storehouse be blessed, amen. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 5, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let us be blessed coming in and blessed going out. According to Deuteronomy 28 and 6, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, let the enemies of our soul flee before, hallelujah, hallelujah, seven ways, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 7, oh Lord, command your blessing upon our storehouses, hallelujah, and all we set our hands to do, oh God. Let it be blessed, oh God. Let our land be blessed in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, according to Deuteronomy 28 and 8, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh Lord, establish us as a holy person upon you, oh God, unto you, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, that all people see that we are called by your name, amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, make us plenteous in goods, oh Lord, And we just want to say thank you right now as we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, open unto us your good treasure. Hallelujah. And let heaven's rain fall upon our life and bless the work of our hands. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, let us lend, give unto many nations and not borrow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Lord, make us the head and not the tail. Amen. Hallelujah. Let us be above only and not beneath. Amen. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And we just want to say thank you, Lord God. Oh, Lord, let us be blessed, oh, God, with strength, and let us not be feeble in those in our family and all that we love, oh, God. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you, Father God. Oh, Lord, purify and sanctify our mind and thoughts, oh, God, that our thoughts be pure, holy, and righteous unto you. And we just want to say thank you. We decree and declare in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, shalom, prosperity, and peace are ours through Jesus Christ. We are a saint of God and a child of God, born again of the incorruptible seed of the word of God. And we thank you, oh God, that we have a covenant with you, Heavenly Father. Our covenant is a covenant of peace, prosperity, and blessing. We walk in covenant all the days of our life, and we enjoy shalom, prosperity, peace, and safety all the days of our lives. We walk in covenant, and we thank you, oh God. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we will be faithful to the covenant through the blood of Jesus Christ. We have a covenant of shalom, peace, and prosperity in our lives. And, Lord, we ask that it be as well for those in our family and all that we love and concerned about. And we decree and declare all is well. And by faith, we receive it right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Father God, as we leave this line but never your presence, we thank you, Lord, it is you, O God, that goes before us, O God, preparing the way. We thank you, oh God, as we go through this day, oh God, that you will give us a set time that we can come, oh God, that we will pray, oh God, and that you will receive. So we thank you this morning because we believe. We thank you for answered prayers. We thank you for your mighty move in our lives, oh God. We thank you, oh God, as we walk in expectation that we shall see that we believe, oh God, that you're already working, that you're already moving, that you've already answered. So again, Father God, we thank you for answered prayer. We thank you for loving us so much that you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus the Christ, our Lord and Savior. Lord Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood on Calvary that has redeemed us from the curse of the law of sin and death. Lord, we ask right now, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. We ask right now, Father God, if there be any wicked way in us, Father God, let it be exposed right now and taken out the way. And, Lord, we just want to say thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for all our sins. According to 1 John 1:9, your word says, if we confess our sins, that you are faithful and just to forgive us for all unrighteousness and cleanse us, O Lord. And we just want to say thank you that right now we receive it in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We thank you, Lord God, that all our sins are forgiven. We thank you, Lord God, for forgiving us for all our transgressions, trespasses, and iniquities, Father God. We thank you for purging us with hyssop, amen, washing us and cleansing us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your shed blood that covers us. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your finished work. We decree and declare all is well. All is well with your daughter, Brandy. All is well with your daughter, Takara. All is well with your daughter, Shavante. All is well with me. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that all things are working together for the good of our lives. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for divinely intervening and turning all around for our good, that we can decree and declare right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are blessed and we are going from glory to glory to glory. Hallelujah. That we are sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Amen. That we're healed by the stripes of Jesus. And that we belong to you. And we thank you for it. We decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that eyes have not seen, nor ears heard, or entered into the hearts of man the plans that you have for us as your children. And we thank you for your plan. Amen. To give us a hope in the future and expect it in. We decree and declare breakthrough has come. Amen. Amen. Harvest time is here. And that we reap the goodness. Hallelujah, Father God, from you, because all good things coming from you, and we thank you for it all.
Lord, we ask that you bless the land of Jerusalem and its people. Lord, we ask that you heal the land, oh God. Lord, we thank you for it all right now. That we can decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that we are walking in our season of record-breaking miracles, signs and wonders of your divine blessing and favor, your divine mercy and grace, your peace, your joy, your protection, restoration, amen, prosperity, and your provision for our life. And we thank you for it. Hallelujah. And we fill this prayer with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and the promises of God, and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwell in us all that believe. And it's in Jesus Christ's holy name that we pray and we believe. To God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Come on, let's give God some praise, sisters. Come on, open up your mouth right now. Just thank God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I think about the goodness of the Lord, it just takes me in a place of just total gratefulness and gratitude. You know, when I realized that he didn't have to keep me. I didn't have to be here on today, but God had a plan to keep me here, to keep us here. Amen. To do his will here on this earth. And I'm just so grateful. God bless you all. I'll call your name. If you have anything you'd like to say, please do so. If not, just say amen. Brandy, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. How's baby Katie over there?
Greedy and getting fat.
Oh, that's good to hear. Baby Katie, Lord Jesus, we thank you for baby Katie. Hallelujah. Amen. Sister Takara, God bless you. Go ahead.
Amen and amen.
Amen. Sister Shavante, God bless you. Go ahead.
I'm just saying I'm excited. I'm in expectation and an amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Again, I thank you. Thank you all, you beautiful women of God, for being in position this morning, as we'll be back here on tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. and throughout the duration of the 28 days, even on Saturday and Sunday. We want to fulfill that. I'm expecting God. I'm trusting God and knowing that God is going to do all that he said he will do. Amen. We just need to do our part. We just need to believe, have faith, and be in position and stay in faith. Live there. Don't move. Live there. And I tell people that's where God works miracles, when we stay in faith, in that place, and just work and just watch God do it. Take your hands off. Do all that you can do. And then just stand and watch God move in your favor. Amen. And don't get weary. Don't start worrying. Don't fear. Don't fret. Just stand and say, Lord, I trust you. Every time the enemy tries to speak something different, you speak back to that thing. You command it to shut up and decree and declare the word of God. Amen. So God bless you all. You all be safe and have a blessed day. And the Lord, I pray that today be a blessed day for you. Be effective in your position, in your work, in your business, whatever it is that you put your hand to do. For the Lord, whatever it is that you're doing and God has called you to do, that it be blessed. Amen. In the name of Jesus, again, God bless you all. And I can't wait to be back with you all again on tomorrow morning. I'm trusting God for miracles on today. You serve a God, a miracle-working God. So I know that God still works miracles. You still, amen, nothing has changed about our Father. So he's still able to do it, even when the enemy says no. When they say not approved, no, you don't fit the part. If God said it, guess what? It's nothing that man can do to take away from it or add to it. Amen. So God bless you. I love you, and I thank God for you. You all have a blessed day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus.
God be blessed.
Oh.